choose Nagia the Sigur of Vamir Akum, because this blackout for Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, I think Scotland Hill was spared the money. Last night again, there was in this Foshe, someone had 42 degrees in their house there, and on Lel Shabbos from 9 to 5 powers out. Goy, and one person got a psak, turn on the heat, had a newborn, it was 42 degrees, turn the heat on. Yourself, go straight. Not slightly, a baby that's 42 degrees, you put the heat on yourself. You run to put the heat on it. If the rabbi is asked, the rosh has to get his coat and he should do himself.
How do you wait? You have to wait
for 42. How do you get down to 42?
How do you get down to 42?
The whole place is black. Of course.
You always have one guy with the generator. You always have one guy.
Yeah. If you invite, also the invite.
He knocked on his door. No, to tell him he has no choice. I heard the whole place is black. I wasn't again. Otherwise, of course, you go to a neighbor. If there's generators, you have to go look, and else you have to bundle a baby up and bring him out into one, you know, wind chill of 20, minus 20, whatever it was. I don't know. Well, you need to ask Shrub Bashas Maisha to figure it out. The guy, turn on the heat on. Ma? No machinery. You turn it on.
Could you do it before?
Well, sometimes, huh?
If
it's going, you have to wait to see it's 42, and it's power still there. How are we supposed to know what's cold?
So this guy last night, which fair was by me. So I said, for sure you could turn it on yourself. So my father said, I don't think so, because what you don't know if the heat's not going on in a minute. They don't tell you when it comes to blackout. He's like, you're just going to turn it on? What happens a minute later? The electric effects and...
Well, Azar's raising the Meshubach.
Well, these things, this second,
film
that it wasn't a second, now it is a
second. It's very hard. It's a Pekuch Nefesh. It says that if people are in the Zalzal and Pekuch Nefesh on Shabbos, and the Moira Hayra is responsible, and he must have very sharp things about him.
For example, it happened by me yesterday on Shabbos. I have a generator going on an engine. So I'm allowed to take gas, the same thing, push the leak also.
Someone's not talking, they go to the gas station to fill up his car.
Same thing.
It's chayv too. Okay, let's move. We're not going to learn about that. You have to be very careful. Someone had a shayla the child was in the hospital, and they were going to call from the hospital to have a question about something. So yes, it's a mutter. Of course, it's a mutter to answer the phone. They want, even though not every single question is a pekuach nefesh, you're calling, you answer the phone, and you talk to them to figure out if there's a pekuach nefesh situation. You can't just say maybe it's something again. And then they told me he punk wasn't home, and then they call. His wife was there. She takes the phone. She brings it to her 2-year-old to try to push it on. He said, no, you pick up this
I think it's very important. Anytime because I did a few years, I did seed.
Yeah.
A lot of times it comes to Shabbos, I always say that, like, Shabbos, we're not like a cult. If any need on Shabbos, especially the Kuch Nefesh, it's not even a question. Everybody's, and the, when the Goyim hear that, they say, they understand the Cheshivas of Shabbos. It's not just like a crazy Mishagas. No, we enjoy Shabbos, and if there's ever a situation where it's dire, of course you're let off, where somebody, there's people driving to hospitals. Then all of a sudden, the beauty of Shabbos is like you can see in their face, like, okay, like now they're understanding that we take the beauty of the Shabbos and we rest and we relax.
Right.
If there's ever a situation where, you know, because other religions, they're like Meshuggah, like, you know, Yag by Yag, they don't, nothing changes.
Exactly, exactly. Very good. Okay, let's see. Good point. Let's see. So we're going to learn a little bit of the timing of Amir al Akam. What's the issue? The Pasuk says, a week ago plus, the Yamarishan, on page 12. So this week's parsha, Ases Adibris of Zochas Hamishabes Akatcha. So that's why it's also prevalent. Now, what is the on this word Komalachal Layose Lachem? The Mechilta, there's a Mechilta on this, and the Ramban brings it. We'll go into the middle of the Ramban, just two lines. He says on page Ches, in the paragraph that starts, Avo Matzasi be Mechilta, Kol Melacha Le'yosa Lechem, Lo'isase Ata, you should not do the Melacha, V'lo'yosa Chaverecha, your friend should not do it, V'lo'yosa Goy Melachtecha. a beferish from a chilta that says a goy should not do your malacha for you. Amazing thing. That's a goy malach techo. So he says over here that's his makar. That's a few ones. He goes on to say it's an asmachta. Amazing thing, an asmachta the Torah of Amir Lakum. That's Amir Lakum very serious. That's one shita. The Rambam on page Yud, Rambam in Zman and Perik Vav, says, Also loyma lenachi lasois lanu melacha b'shabbos, af api she'en mitzuva la shabbos, v'yav bi she'om ala nikoidim ha-shabbos, v'yav bi she'en tzorach lo'oysu melacha el achar ha-shabbos. But over the Osir Medivre Soifin Kadesh Loitia Shabbos Kala Beinan, Vivar Lasis Matzman. The reason is because Shabbos should not be a double which is Kal. If you're going to be busy telling the Goy to do malachas for you, Shabbos becomes a light issue. It has to be, you know,
to teach a Goy on Wednesday afternoon,
teach him. So, why?
Then,
you're going to
get Shabbos, you're going to figure out yourself. You see the turn off. No,
he's talking about Shabbos. There's something else. A Goy, you can't tell malachas because a Goy that does a malacha for a year is a chi of mecha. There's always the big issue. A guy says, I'll turn on the lights here. You have to tell him no. If it's a hazard to tell him, then he can do it by himself, obviously. If it's necessary, wait, what?
Well, because these guys that live in the neighborhoods in Far Park when I grew up, they knew already. They came in, if that's what the air conditioning was off, and there was 100 degrees in school, and they came in, there was very little communication. They knew exactly what they were being
told. Okay, but that's in the case where it's mutter. But that's the question of the cases which are mutter. Person, I say, I'm a maid, the soil is so clean, and comes to the house, and says, the meal's over, you can take out you don't need the hot plate anymore. They know, just pull the hot plate, the plug out. It's a waste of money. No, you tell them you can't do that. Why? Because there's no head to pull, there's no reason to pull a hot plate out.
But I'm not allowed to teach the girl on Wednesday afternoon when they're going to come Shabbos to see the hot plate. I want to save money. Just take it.
Right.
Like, can I tell you?
Right. Like you had with the fire, right?
Yeah.
I could tell the story?
Yeah.
He had a great story a few weeks ago, 2 months, 3 months
if
ago.
Whatever. Tell the story, they'll just say like that everyone will be false and when there is fire. Few chachomim start to bitch with me on the place. If you allow, they're not allowed. Yes, allowed. They're not allowed.
Let's hear the story.
No, they had the shiloh was if they had a oven fire whatever on Friday night. Whatever the plot is not important. The fire department came and they go. They have to look in the house in general. Once they come, they look around the house. They comes downstairs and downstairs he had a crock pot or chilling there plugged into an extension cord on the thing. So the guy said, "This is no good." He says, but besides being a fireman, I'm also a Shabbos guy. He said,
wow.
I'm also a Shabbos guy, so I know you need this for tomorrow's children.
Who is one choshev with prat? Because the head of the fire, the head of the fireman, he was not mechubed enough to go to it. He sent someone else to do it.
Okay.
The second guy, exactly what happened. The second guy, he was, I said, I'm a Shabbos guy, I know. Take it out, and then he told me, you know this Shabbos, I know you need it. I'm
right.
Shabbos guy, I know it. Just tell me what to do with it now. Mm-hmm. But it was a mirror,
right, it's a mirror. But now you're telling him, plug it in there, huh?
I didn't tell
him. You don't say anything, if he doesn't have no dimur for you, you're not going
to
be
medical. That's what I'm saying, right. You have to stop him in the front, here, he's plugging it out for safety, good. And he said, let's say he goes, I'm taking this up to Shabbos, and I'm going to plug it in there. That's good. He plugs it in. No, it's cooked already.
It's cooked already.
You could tell them, come tomorrow. No, you can't help. Come to have some children.
Won't help. He messed it up, so he's fixing
right, but that's only when he messed it up. When
you're happy to have it with extension cord. You're not so worried. He's been fire and he has to be
one. Well, what's the halakha? He's just trying to plug it back in anywhere.
No, if he took it out, because he's putting it in because he was the one who ruined it for you. That was the sword we talked about.
But he's
then.
Doing it for me.
Huh?
But he's not...
Let's say a guy turns the light off and he realizes he shuts all the lights off. So he puts it back on for himself because he messed it up. That's a sword in the place game.
He didn't feel stupid.
He didn't feel stupid. He did his job. Mistake, you want it in, good. If not. I don't know if it's... What happened already.
Yeah, even if it's a game with cook...
Was it a good challenge?
Was
it a good challenge?
Definitely not. I don't know, you didn't have me. But someone else... If someone did it, you're allowed to eat the cholent, yeah? If he did it already.
If the guy did it...
No, the fact that it's cooked legamo, but it's...
Chazorah, not
chazorah.
As I'm saying, going back to the name, there's a lot of details in the shayla, the chazara, but the if it's usher to put it back in, let's say, you have to tell him. He didn't tell him a word. He said, no, don't put it back in. I'm not, you don't tell me what to do, this is your children, I know, don't put it back in. You have to tell him, if it's usher. That's the main thing. You have to be
told him that he did it anyway. In Vayit, he can't be never from it. Right? He told him, don't do it, he did it anyway.
So that's a shot for Chazor. Let's say it's not Chazor. It says you have to leave the room. If you tell the guy, don't put on the light, and he puts on the light, you have to leave the room. No, you shouldn't be, you could sit in the room, but you can't be nan from it. It's not posh. It's serious business.
The lady can't pull out the crock pot Shabbos afternoon if she wants to.
Why does she want to?
She doesn't want to clean it on Sunday, she wants to clean it on Shabbos.
But it's still in the if it would be in her house that you told her you go to the cleaners, you bought the things and he doesn't want to do it on Sunday, so he wants to do it today, fine, it's in his house. But in the Yid's house, he's not supposed to do malacha which are good for him. He's doing work for you in your house.
I don't care. I'm fine with it sitting there.
I hear that someone who wants to clean your house, we're allowed to give him a sort of sponge.
My lady
is allowed to give him a key.
My lady's not.
I understand.
And between me and you, it's a good feeling. Just because, like, you know, it's like
it's safe. It's
just like it's not the
wrong.
It's 100%. I remember like vividly going, okay, like you come in, all the counters are clear.
In this pasuk, to have that, okay.
So now I know they have to make a call. Do I have to tell her?
Tell her, don't
plug it in.
Maybe it's like shutting off the light.
Shutting off the light is
not putting on the light, right?
Yeah, but shutting off the light, that's the same thing. A guy wants to go shut off all the lights in the house. Okay, forget the money. You're saving money. Here, there's a certain. I know it's saving money, but let's say it's insignificant. The ma'aser, a guy is. The feed is drasha, this is where they come from. It's still not, they're not going to do it if they're not getting paid. They're doing it for you. That's just one of the things that they want.
That's
a pull out tomorrow. They're doing it for you. You pull out tonight yourself.
What is the mirror lakh mutter when it's a negative, when it's a non and positive?
When it's a mixus enough. For example, you have two rows of lights on and two rows of lights off. See, there the rem has come. You could see it's not so geschmack. You say it's not light enough in here. So then they could. They turn on the other one and it's fine because it's a mix. That's the case of remes. People get me stumped. Remes,
it's
shutting off.
But the house is not super comfortable.
It's not called halog gemura if you're taking away something.
Right. So it's
going
at the
front. It's not a gemura. So it depends, right? The person cannot sleep and they turn the light off. It's a gemura. If it's in a You're not to be moichet. Unless you can't sleep. If you can't sleep, you could tell the guy.
No, but let's say you could sleep, or you could sleep in a different room.
So that's what. So what things? Because there's no hana. It's Yankee Svar. There's no hana. I think this is what Feirish should think.
Well, there is hana. You're sleeping in your own bed. What do you mean? If the light's on and you want the bed to shut it off?
Right. That's hana on your bed. If a guy downstairs is shutting off in the boiler room, she noticed that you have to turn it off. So this guy is doing it for me. It says, she's doing it for herself. This is her job. She's being paid to work for you. So she says, huh?
So what is a remez amir lakum?
A remez amir lakum is mutter when it's a mixas enough. Like I said, so it's not light enough for me. But what do I say? It's, you know, it's pitch black in here. No, and then they're like, oh, square, I didn't say anything. Yeah, but it's cooler. No. It has to be that there's a, very often there's a heter to have the guy have
the
lights
Friday
on.
Friday night, all the lights go off.
Right,
you can't see anything, right?
So there's kids, they're scared. So then you do.
I want like black and white. I want to know when you could do it, when you can't do it. Just like we're going
black and white. I don't know. It took me months to get the black and white.
at least on some things, because I grew up. You could put the heat on the air conditioning.
Oh, there are certain things, right? So when it's very cold, like last night, Friday night. Yes, you can get it going.
But if it's on, let's say it's just not your perfect temperature. It's 68, 69. You could survive. Could you put it to 71?
No, because I'll tell you why. Because you're putting it up to they have to. they have to push buttons and do. If it would just be, or if they had to pick new wood, put it in. They're doing a.
You're in a hotel on Shabbos and you're in one room with your family and the lights are on. Do you tell the guy to shut it off?
You can't sleep, so yeah.
So then you're allowed to?
Yeah, you can't sleep. There's endless cases.
So what, the right, so cloud, I would have to give some, because yeah, I want to know when to do
it. Well, right. We need an Amir Lachem shooter properly.
Why,
no, this is like
the case you're allowed to.
Maybe it's not a better.
Yeah.
Why the case will they totally allow to tell the girl?
Because he can't sleep. The Ben Zion says that you have a guest room. It might not be the perfect. It's not your own bed.
What if you cannot sleep? For what?
No, so shus to shus for Mokka Mitzvah. That would be the hetter.
So I had that once when I was in a Chatan Kal apartment.
Yeah.
And we came into the room after meal.
Lights are on.
What's
the shvus? Shvus is Amir Lakum. The shvus is telling God to turn the lights off. If you go there to the Rabbanim, go there to the Rabbanim. Turning the lights to the Rabbanim.
The
shvus is not the Rabbanim. The shvus is not the Rabbanim. The shvus is not the Rabbanim.
Is
the Malach
Rabbanim?
It's got to cut the electricity.
Huh?
Yeah, let's say the LED.
If it's real fire, so not.
That's the thing. Is to Amir LaAkum, you have to know the whole Hilchos Shabbos because you have no. It's the right to answer the Rabbanim Mutter.
That
so
was
go.
That's not
yeah,
the
right. Right,
yeah, but
it's
a psik ratios what I did going, but a Malach is Malacha. So
if you madlik min wat chashmal
lahat, lahat is a fire.
The right,
can.
The way I understood it from learning from here is that the nekuda of Amir LaAkum, besides for instructing, is benefiting.
Benefit.
How does it benefit? Which means the newly created substance.
Right, no, I understand. I hear your point. I want to be my eye into that. But the word of if.
He's getting the
yeah, but he's saying I'm nothing from it. First of all, the question: if you don't have anything from it, there's I would say is a hanah that it's out, it's clear, it's safe now. There's no, you know, it's the house is all spotless and tidy and you know perfect.
Is that
hanah? A big hanah.
That's
considered a hanah. She imagine if it would need some other, you know, she's ironing for herself, right? It's I don't have a hanah. It's just. You know, she's doing this she shouldn't do tomorrow. Obviously, it's also it's clear. She can't do a guy. If she does it in her house, you say, have this done by in the cleaners. I'm coming Sunday afternoon, have it done. You walk past the cleaners on Shabbos, you see the mom is taking your coat and putting it in. So say that. They're doing it themselves. But it says, a guy in relation to base, a guy shouldn't do malacha in the yid's house. So I'm not familiar with the place being machal. It does talk about putting out the fire. Usually is a no. When there's a guy doing something which I have zero hana from, and he's just doing it to save the time, but in a Yiddish house, I'm not familiar with the mutter, but maybe.
Washing dishes with hot water.
That's for them. That's true.
That's example I've heard.
That's a good. No, that's cool.
Right.
Washing dishes with hot water is good.
It's for her.
Huh?
On Sunday, on Monday, and Tuesday, that's what she does. On Shabbos, she walks in, also she walks around, she puts the shut lights on, she turns the water. You're supposed to tell them when the trainer, when she comes out and says, every day you walk around the house, turn on the lights, put away all the things, turn on the ovens, but on Saturday, don't.
And laundry? She does laundry, she does ironing.
There's a lot of things. Vacuuming.
The super goes round, he paints, he where's the glue?
It's a good line.
Right, then there's another thing. Very often, people, when Yom Tov comes in the week, people many don't have the cleaning lady. They have a cleaning lady on Monday, every other day, whatever, not Shabbos. Comes to Yom Tov. What is the guy allowed to do? Like they don't know. They clean the dishes, sweep the floor, mopping sometimes the field mats in different detail, but not laundry. They could clean the bathrooms. You know, whatever it is, they could clean the house. The cleaning is mutter, but when it comes to malacha is malacha. That's why people own buildings with supers. People can forget. They have to have. There's a system. There's a whole halacha system. How you sell it? How you work it out? That a good management companies. How do you work out that a super, he's a schir yoim, he's not even a kavlan, he's working for the year. That's why also a goita is not, if it's a 9 to 5, whatever, that type of job, or 12 to 3, whatever the number is, so she's a schir yoim. She says, I'm hired from 12 to 3, and if I even have nothing for me to do, you pay me 3 hours of work, if that's the way it's set up. So then, you know, they're schir yoim, whatever they do is nesiaches to the yid, because they're doing it, they do either zero or whatever they do is for the yid. It's all called for the yid. A kavlan who's building something, and whenever you're building something, cleaning something, developing, whatever it is, when you're done, you get paid, you move on. That's why usually contract, all that is kablan. They're kablan. They're doing it not for me. They're doing it for themselves. And the faster they work, the more they get paid. And they, that's the issue. But a kablan in his own rishus, if you have a skill, you have a tail, you say, you're hired by me. That doesn't help if it's in his house. It's when you say, get the job done, you know, a mechanic, you bring the car to a mechanic, say, hey, I need this by Sunday night, get it done. Your car could be on the lift on Shabbos afternoon, it's not your problem, he's doing it. Kablan is always a very big head. That's a lot of these things, all the deliveries, how are you allowed to have a delivery on Shabbos, the mail, the garbage, that's a Kablan. Okay, so that would be sort of it's good. Let's see a little bit more time. Let's just see a little bit more, just to understand the time. And I think the shir is good just for the time. Then we saw one reason. The Rav said it shouldn't be kal. Then there's one more pshat, which is Rashi. Rashi says on that page Yudal in here, from Perik Mishahirsha from Sech Shabbos. He says, the Mishnah says Mishahirshach baderech. Someone gets stuck on the way. This also happens. People leave Erev Shabbos and they get stuck somewhere. What do they do with their wallet? So they're not, they give to a guy. And then the Mishnah goes into details. So the Gemara asks, my timer showed that I borrowed the Mace of Kislev Nachri. What's the reason why they allowed you to give your wallet to a guy? Meaning the understanding of the Gemara is that it should not be allowed. Like Rashi says, but this is the Rashi we're looking for. Who shluchai lisa'enu b'shabbos? Rashi says, "Amiru la'akum is shlichus." He's your shliach. Even ain't shlichus la'akum. Which is part of what this conscience is about. Even ain't shlichus la'akum. Here by Shabbos, the machir, it looks like he's your shliach. So it should be also. And for the Gemara, ain't adam kimul rabbanu ain't adam mamir atzma memoyno ilo sharisule osil asvid l'ramas b'shosharam. If you're not going to allow the man to give his money to a guy, he's going to end up carrying in the shosharavim. So for that, they allowed amir la'akum by money. The person's bohu on his money. So therefore, they allowed it. So memelo. So we see over here a third time. One time is shlichos. One time is amir is kal beinov, and one time is shelo yase goy. It's a drush and a smachto that goyim should not do your work. This detail with the rest of the country goes into. It's good that we discussed general lochas in the background. There isn't a follow up on this, but the idea definitely came up that maybe we should have more comprehensive series at one point. Mil akum, get things clear. This is very important aloha. Yeah.
If it's only a mixes hanah.